and Voice News, your global link.
Zeskota gets 24-hour electricity supply. Clergy urges political leaders to embrace policy consistency and ethical leadership. And dozens missing after boat carrying 200 migrants sinks off Gambia. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Zesco Limited says it is making efforts to ensure the country attains a 24-hour electricity supply. Company Stakeholder Relations Manager Rose CBC explains that having sufficient water levels in reservoirs, power imports and investments in alternative energy sources does not automatically translate into uninterrupted power supply, as the utility company must carefully plan power projections, taking into account possible disruptions caused by technical faults such as power tripping during the rainy season, as well as vandalism of Zesco infrastructure. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Ms. CBC said electricity supply cannot always be accurately predicted because it depends on the source of generation, making it difficult for Zesco to strictly adhere to scheduled supply hours. Though rainy season brings good rains that goes into the reservoir for power generation, it also causes technical faults such as tripping, which may be difficult for the utility company to supply 24-hour service, said Ms. CBC.
The thing about electricity is not a product that you can say it is going to start here and end here tomorrow because of the source that we get it from. And yes, it seems far-fetched, but it's the reality. It is difficult to say we will be able to give you 24 hours of power because the reservoirs are now full, because we've got enough financial resources to bring in imports, because now we've got all the solar plants that are activated. That time will come, but for now we are in the process of building.
Meanwhile, Ms. CBC has dismissed claims circulating on social media suggesting that the increased power supply is linked to the 2026 general elections. She clarified that the improvement is a result of investments in alternative energy sources, increased power imports and improved water levels in Lake Kariba. Ms. CBC further said that the energy crisis experienced in 2025 presented an opportunity for Zesco to harness the country's abundant natural resources, such as sunlight and water available across all 10 provinces for power generation.
We looked at this crisis as an opportunity to explore leveraging on the abundant resources that Zambia has. How can we leverage on the abundant sun that we have in creating so many solar plants? How can we look at the different provinces and the strengths that they have? Which province would work better with hydropower, generating power from water? Which province would work better with generating power from the sun? So in each province now, there's a strategic solution that we have put to ensure that they continue to have power years beyond.
The anti-voter apathy project, AVAP, has appealed to all political parties to continue fostering peace and unity as the country heads toward the general elections. The call follows the recently concluded local government by-elections held on Wednesday 31st December 2025 in central and western provinces, where the United Party for National Development, UPND, won all 4 seats. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, AVAP Executive Director Ritual Mulwani stressed the importance of political parties guiding their members away from acts of violence. Stakeholders such as the church, civil society organization and the media, among others, should champion the notion of peace, said Mr. Mulwani. He further urged authorities to ensure fairness and equal treatment of all political parties in order to create a balanced political environment ahead of the general elections. Mr. Mulwani also called on the Opposition Patriotic Front, PF, to resolve its internal disputes through dialogue, warning that continued divisions could lead to avoidable tensions and conflict.
Yeah, sometimes the political parties become weak in terms of their policies and structures, and we expect that we need to go into the 2026 general election in a very peaceful manner. We want to see that political parties settle down. It must be a level playing field where all political parties must agree and they must be treated equally and no political party must be disadvantaged.
Glorious Gospel Bible Church presiding Bishop Benson Chisenga has called on political leaders to embrace consistency and discipline in governance, saying steady principles and small daily disciplines are key to achieving lasting national progress. Bishop Chisenga says leadership at all levels, from households and communities to national officers, must be grounded in discipline and clear values. He noted that small disciplines produce great results, adding that inconsistency in leadership weakens institutions and public trust. Speaking on Christian's Voice Chatback program today, Bishop Chisenga emphasized the need for leaders to consistently uphold virtues such as love, equity, equality and fairness, describing them as essential foundations for good governance. There is need for political leaders to remain faithful to their responsibilities, as integrity in public service attracts favor from God and strengthens democracy, said Bishop Chisenga. He has also appealed to civil society and the church leaders to remain committed to their calling and duties, particularly in proclaiming the gospel and promoting social values such as love, justice and equity across society.
In leadership, whether it's at a domestic household level, community level or national level, small disciplines produce great results. Our Lord challenges us actually in the gospel according to St. Luke. So we are calling for consistency. Consistency in terms of political policies, you know, among political leaders. We need to see consistency, because that is what beats intensity. To have intensity that lacks consistency, the result can be catastrophic.
The Zambia Police Service says the country has reported a reduction in road traffic accidents during the 2026 New Year holiday period compared to the same period in 2025. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilami says, according to statistics, a total of 136 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide between December 31, 2025 at 18 hours and January 2, 2026 at 6 hours, compared to 166 road traffic accidents recorded during the same period last year. The accidents included 16 fatal cases resulting in 16 deaths, 14 serious accidents left 24 people seriously injured, while 35 slight accidents caused minor injuries to 56 people. A further 71 accidents involved damage only, bringing the total number of casualties to 96, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi said Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 59, followed by the Copper Belt with 33 cases. Southern, Eastern and Northwestern provinces each recorded 8 accidents, while Central and Luapula provinces had 7 cases each. Northern province recorded 5 accidents, Western province recorded 1, and Muchinga province reported no accidents during the period under review. He attributed most of the accidents to human error, with excessive speed emerging as the leading cause, accounting for 36 cases. Other contributing factors included failure to keep to the near side, misjudging clearance distance and improper overtaking. Mr. Chilami said during the same period, police recorded 895 road traffic offences, with 387,100 kwacha collected through admission of guilt fines. He has attributed the decline in accidents to enhanced enforcement measures, including intensified patrols in accident-prone areas, speed management operations and increased foot and motorized patrols along major highways. Mr. Chilabi has urged motorists and other road users to remain responsible and law-abiding. In African news, at least 7 people have died and many others are missing after a boat carrying about 200 migrants attempting to reach Europe capsized off the coast of the Gambia, authorities say. The boat overturned on Wednesday midnight near Jinak village in the North Bank region, and it was later found grounded on a sandbank, the country's defense ministry said in a statement. 96 people have been rescued so far, and a search is continuing for other passengers who were aboard the shipwrecked vessel that was heading towards Spain's Canary Islands. The perilous journey over the Atlantic Ocean has become an increasingly common route for African migrants trying to reach Europe. Coming up shortly, Trump warns U.S. will intervene if Iran kills protesters. This and more, stay tuned. You cannot